Avraham Mem Beis Omer Aleph at the bottom. Tana Rabbanan. Panayim Medaber Imam. The Shoter, the Kohen, speaks twice to Umachom and once when they get to the battlefield itself. Bishfar Mahu Omer, what does he say when they cross the border of Eretz Israel? Shimu Dvorei Ma'archei HaMilchoma, V'chizru B'milchoma. V'chizru. There, even though in the Torah it's the opposite order, but the first thing they do is the people who are exempt go home. And they make the hachroza, whoever built a house and wasn't mechanechit and so on. B'milchoma mahu omer, when they actually get into the battle, what does he say? Al yerach levavchem, al tiru, v'al tachbesu, v'al ta'artzu. Keneged arba dvorim sha'ovdei kochovim osim. The four things that goyim do to raise terror in the enemy. What do they do? Megifin, umerien, umetzvachim v'romsim. They bang their shields together, and they scream out and blow shofars and stomp with their feet, all to make noise to terrify the enemy. So don't be afraid of them. And the other two things, Rashi says, the fact that they sharpen their swords and one on the other, whatever, those they don't do just to terrify people. They do those because that's part of the preparation for war. See Rashi. When they leave Eretz Yisrael, when they get to the border, they say the first thing, Shimu divrei ma'archei mulchom, mi roi lachzor, mi roi lelech. Who goes back and who has to go into battle? The chizru haru'im lachzor. Those people who are exempt go home. Kegon, bonabayis, v'notakeren, v'iris isha, v'yorei v'rachei levov. V'afagav v'sibohen, v'dibru ha'shotrim v'kamon, amrinan de'kohen, ko'omer lehu, ela sha'shotrim mashmi'en dvarav la'on. Even though it says v'dibru ha'shotrim, but l'maisa, it's the Kohen who says it, and then the Shotrim pass on the word throughout the people. But the original Dibur is with the Kohen. The Kohen says the exemptions too. Al yerech levavchem, al tiru, v'al tachbezu, v'al ta'artzu, arba azoros, keneged arba dvorim, sh'ovdik ochovim, hayu osim la'ayim, magithim b'chatrisim, they used to knock their shields together, umerien b'kronos, they blow trumpets or shofars, v'tzvachim b'kolam, and they'd scream out and yell, and make a lot of noise, v'romtzim b'tzahalas susehem, v'daharosam, and then they would, have their horses stamp. Aval litzitzua charovos v'shefas kalgasim hein ikra mulchama v'ein olayim. The other two things that I mentioned before, that they rub their their swords one against the other to sharpen them, and they have their hordes marching. That's part of the war itself. That's not just to scare people. Okay. Misha says plishtim bol. So we tell the Kohen tells them. They're coming, v'nitzchono shel basar v'dam, they're coming with all their weapons, we come with the Rabbanu Shalom on our side. Plishtim bo v'nitzchono shel Golias, Golias, Omer Rav Yochanan, she'omad begilui ponim v'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was very brazen against the Rabbanu Shalom. She'nemar boru lochem ish, v'yered olai. He taunted them and said, pick out a person and let him come fight me. Then ish el HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was referring euphemistically to the Rabbanu Shalom, it's called ish. Shenemar Hashem Ish Milchama. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Harini Mapil Al Yedei Ben Ish. He wants an Ish to come to fight him. I'll bring his downfall with a Ben Ish. Shenemar V'David Ben Ish Efrosi Hazeh. Omer Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Meir B'Shlosha Mekomos Lokto Piv La'Oso Rosha. Three times Golias stumbled in his words and gave the understanding that he's going to lose. Echad baru lachem ish v'yered eilai, right? Then come against me, mashma that he's going to be over me. V'idach im yuchal lehilachem iti v'hikani. He said, "What's it called? You think he can fight me and overpower me and beat me?" Meaning that he left himself open to be beaten. V'idach dekomer leledavid hakelav anochi ki atob bo eilai b'maklos. You're coming against me, meaning you have the upper hand. So in all three cases, he gave the impression that he stumbled with his words to give the impression that he's going to lose. David nami omer le, ato bo elai b'chere b'chanis uvekidon. Right, and I said David also said that. Ato bo elai. Hader omer le, v'anochi bo elecho b'shem Hashem tzvakos. The fact that he completed it and said, I'm coming against you, meaning I'm the one who's on top. And I'm coming with the name of the Rabbanu Shalolam, Belokei Marchos Yisrael, Asher Cheirafta. So that made up, that was Mavatl, what David said, right, you're coming on me, Adarav, I'm coming against you. It says that the Golias is to come morning and evening and make these declarations and taunt the Klal Yisrael. Omer Rav Yochanan, Kedei Levatlam Yikriyash Mashachris V'Arvis. In order to mavatl them from Kriyashma Shachris V'Arvis, that they should be afraid. And even if they say it, they shouldn't say it with Kavana because they're afraid of Golias. V'Yisyatsev Arboim Yom, and he did this for 40 days. Om Rav Yochanan, Keneged Arboim Yom, Shenitna Bohem Torah. The Torah was delayed to give into Kleisler for 40 days, so during those 40 days they didn't have the Schus HaTorah, so he came with that power of 40 days that Kleisler didn't have the Schus HaTorah. See Rashi till here. Begilui ponim bechutzpah, beru bacharu, choose. Lakto piv amar piv eskishlono. He intimated with what he said that he's going to be defeated. V'yered elai mashma olai shehu yigbar tahavi lemeimer v'yilochim iti. He'll fight with me, not come against me. Mashma he'll have the upper hand, the other person. The idach, the ikani, afalgav, the hoder omar, the im, ani, uchalo, the ikisiv, mikom makom, psichas piv, leraso. The way he said it to begin with, even though in the end he said, or maybe I will smite him, but since he said to begin with, maybe he'll smite me, right, he opened the door for being defeated. David hoder ko amr lei vani bo ve ein zu psichas pelero de amr lei ato bo lim shol bi al yedei dover she ein bo mamish vani bo lim shol becho b'shem she ha nitzachon al shelo. I'm coming with the Rabbanu Shalom who all victories are in his hand. So basically he didn't open his hand and say that you're kind of going to defeat me. He said just the opposite. What you're coming against me with is meaningless, powerless. The fact that the Torah took 40 days to become to the hands of Klai Yisrael really took more than that, because then it was bottle and the luchos were bottle or whatever. But for Maisa, those initial 40 days were the power that he came with. Okay. Vayetze isha binayim imachnos ishtim. Right, what's binayim? Ish habinayim. That's the way it describes Golias. Omar Rav Shemavuna Mikol Mum. He was perfectly built, a perfect human specimen of Golias. Ushmul Amar Beinani Shebeechov. He had four brothers, Golias, and he was the middle of them. He was the medium of them. He wasn't the biggest or the smallest. He was the medium. Dvei Rav Shila Omar Shehu Osi Kebinyan. He was built like a building. Rav Yochanan Omer Bar Meya Papi V'Chado Na'anai, right? That he was his mother had relations with 101 people. One of them ended up being his father, and the others were just the boel of his mother. V'Golias Shmo Migas. That's in his name. This Isha Binayin is part of the pasuk. His name was Golias, who came from Gas. Tony Rav Yosef Shakol Doshinus Imo Kegas. He came from Gas. It doesn't only mean the place, but it was a hint also to the fact that his mother, Orpa, was Mizana, and everybody threshed her like a Gas, like a threshing place. Ksiv Ma'oros V'Karinin Ma'archos. Right? In Shmuel it says Ma'oros, and in Divrei Hayom it says Ma'archos. Tony Rav Yosef Shakheru B'Imo. The Ma'oros comes to say that everybody had relations with his mother. Ksiv Horpa, Ksiv Orpa. One place it calls her Horpa with a hay, and one place it calls her Orpa with an ayin. Rav Shmuel, Chadamar Horpa Shma, V'loma nikrashma orfa shakol orfin also me'achareha. They all live with her. She was a zona, and they all live with her me'achora, right from the back. V'chad omer orpa shma. Her name was Orpa. V'loma nikrashma harpa. Why was she called harpa? Shakol doshin also karifos, because they all threshed her like harifos or some kind of vegetable that you thresh off the shell. V'chein hu omer v'tikach o'isha v'tifrosh ha'mosach ha'pnei ha'be'er v'tishtach o'leho harifos. What does it say in English? What are harifos?
Chittim k'tushot.
What?
Chittim k'tushot.
Okay. V'boi yaseh me'hocha im tachtesh eso'ovel b'machtesh b'soch harifos be'eli. So it's again something that you crush and take off the shell with, that's called harifos. So they threshed his mother. V'yes arba eila yuldu laharpa begas, v'yiplu b'yad David, v'yad avodav. Right, these four giants, Goliath and his three brothers, all fell into the hands of David or his servants. Maininhu, Omrat Chizda, Saf u'madon, Goliath v'yishbi benov. Those were the names of the brothers of Goliath. Saf, Madon, Yishbi Benov. Vayiplu biyad David uviyad avodav, the seed, Vatishak orpa lechamosa, Varush dovkaba. Right, when they left Naomi, so Ruth kissed her and stayed with her. And, Orpa kissed her and left. And Ruth stayed with her. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At that time, the Rabban Shom said, Yavo, b'nei ha'neshuka, the one who kissed and left, right? Her children, yiplu biyad b'nei ha'devuka, they should fall in the hands of the one who remained with Naomi. Dorash Rava, bishar arba demo, shorida orpa, al-chamosa, l'maisa, orpa cried twice for her mother-in-law. And there's four cryings because she had two eyes. So twice times two eyes. So zochsa, four tears came out. So Zochs of the Yotzim men are Arba Giborim. From that was the schluss that she had to have these four Giborim, right? Shenemra v'tzisoena kolon batifkena od. They cried again. Two cryings and tears from each eye is four tears. Og Siv, Chetz Chaniso, Korinin Eitz Chaniso. Right? It says that his, the length or the size of his staff, right, spear. So one calls it Chetz Chaniso, and one place calls it Eitz Chaniso. Omre Belazar, Adayin lo ha'iyo lechatzi shivchal shalosa rasha. Chetz Chaniso means, this isn't even half of the praise or the description of this rasha. Right, there's a lot more to say about Goliath and how great he was, how strong and whatever. Mikan sh'os l'sapra b'shvachan shal rishoyim. But you see from here that the Navi was Mekatzer in its Shevach of Goliath to teach me that you don't praise Rishoyim. Velo liftach beklal. Right, so then don't say anything about him. Why say half his praise? If you don't praise Rishoyim, don't say anything. Lo duye shvachi de David. No, it's almost the Shevach of David, how he overpowered such a strong guy. So I had to tell us something about Goliath so we'd know how great David was. But to go overboard and say too much about him, you didn't do, to teach me that you don't praise Rishoyim. Rashi. Shebe'echov arba hayu, kivlekamon. He had three brothers. There were four brothers altogether. Barmeya papi v'chad na'anoi, ben hataruvos. He came from, who his father wasn't clear. Right? Shebo harbi anoshim al imo, belaylo achas. Right? Maybe 100 is a guzma, but a lot of people lived with his mother that night. And she got pregnant from one of them. So that's what it means. What's it called? Meya nanai, right? Nanai zehu av. Nanim echad nanai ze av. The Russian Parsi in Persian nanai is father. Papi partera Russian ishabin. I won't say. So what's it called? So that is the other ones were mezanim menafin adulterers. The Lashon Isha Binayim, she also mi bein anoshim harbe. And that's Lashon Binayim, he came from a lot of different people, we don't know exactly who his father was. Ksiv Ma'aros, mi Ma'aros Plishtin. says he came from Ma'aros Plishtim. Uksiv Ma'archos, and says also Ma'archos Plishtim. Ksiv Orpa, Shem Ha'achas Orpa. Uksiv Harpa, Asher Bielidei Harpa. Vehi Orpa, Kedamin Lekamon, Shenigzor Aleha, Sheyiplu Baneha, Becherev, Biyad Bnei Rush, Shedovka Beshina. Orpa and Harpa were the same person. So Shaila is, what was her real name and what was her nickname? Orphinosa, Hifkira Atzma Kebehema, Ponim Keneged Orev. They live with her mamish like a behema, right, to the back, not front to front. Kaharifos, Chitim Ketushim. What's it called? Rashi says that, what's it called? Harifos are crushed wheat kernels. Safu Modan the Golias the Yishbi Benov, Kulam the Sefer Shmuel. All of them mentioned Sefer Shmuel. Bnei HaNeshuka, Shenoshka Lechamosav, Leipard Mima, Shalonis Gaira. She wasn't Megaira, she left Naomi, gave her a kiss and left. Vativkena Old Pam Shnia, Deleel Minexi, Vatisena called them Vativkena. So they cried twice, and therefore she had four tears. Two cryings, two eyes. Arba Demosh, Te Bechios Mishneinayim. Chetz Loshen Chatzi, Hodiachwa Kosuf Shlosiper Bechatzi Gvuroso. The Navi didn't tell you half of the greatness of Goliath. Lo duye shvoche de David, shenilcham im gibor kamo. But it had to tell me something to tell me how great David was, that he overpowered this gibor. Okay. Then it says, Bnei Amon, bo b'nitzchol no shol shovach. Bnei Amon came with their gibor, who was shovach. Ksiv shovach, uksiv shofach. Sometimes it calls him shovach, and sometimes shofach. Rabu Shmuel, Chadomer Shofach Shmo, Veloma Nikra Shmo Shofach, Shosri Kisho, he's built like a pigeon home, right? A birdhouse that they built with all different, built up with all different compartments. So he was a solid guy. The Chadomer Shofach Shmo, Veloma Nikra Shmo Shofach, Shakol Roel, so Nishbach Lefon of Kikito. Whoever saw him, out of fear, loosened their bowels. Ashposo kekever pasuach. What's it called? Kikito. Ashposo kekever pasuach. What is this? Is this going on? Let's see Rashi. One second. Uksiv ksiv shovach v'sefer Shmuel. Uksiv shofach b'divrei hayomim. Ashposo kekever pasuach v'chayolo shel Nebuchadnezzar ksiv. V'aydi denoket plukes of the Rabu Shmuel b'droshos dekroi noket la'a. This is a pasuk that says this by Nebuchadnezzar. Ashposo kekever pasuach. Kulam giborim. Right? So now Rabu Shmuel, again another machlokas Rabu Shmuel. Amri lo Reb Ami v'Ravasi. Chad omar b'shoa shezorkin chetz osin ashposo shel chalolim. Ashposo kekever pasuach kulam giborim means whenever they would shoot an arrow, they would kill a lot of people with one arrow. They made what's called ashposo shel chalolim, garbage heaps of corpses. The shema tomer shumnim b'krav. If you would think the reason is because they weren't so strong, but they were very crafty when it comes to shooting an arrow. Talmud Lomar Kulam Giborim. No, it's because they were tremendously strong. That's how they did it. The Chadom Rabbi Shosha Osin Tzorcheihem Osin Ashposos Ashposos Shozevel. Whenever they went to the bathroom, so they poured out garbage heaps of dung. The Shema Tomer Bnei Shecholi Meayimheim. Maybe because they were sick. Talmud Lomar Kulam Giborim. No, they did it because they ate so much, because they were so strong. That's why they had so much refuse. Omrab Morish Mamino Haiman Denof Zivle Choli Meayimu. We learn from this the fact that the Gemara asked, maybe they had such an abundance of Zevel is because they were sick, that somebody who has an abundance of Zevel, it's a sign maybe he's sick. He should go to the doctor and find out what's wrong. L'may nafkamina, what nafkamina is, to let me know this interesting tidbit of knowledge, that a person who's sick, right, has an excessive amount of zevo, litra benafshe, should go and get a cure. If he sees that he has that, he should go find out, maybe he's sick. Daigov levish yisochena, ravami v'ravasi, chadamar yisochena midaito. One says, if you're worried about something, forget about it. Get it out of your mind. That's the way to cure yourself from the worry. The other said, no, if you can't get it out of your mind, then talk it over to somebody else. Ventilate it. Get it out of your system by telling it over to somebody else. Rashi. Maybe they weren't so strong. They just were very crafty in how to shoot arrows. So therefore the Pasuk says, V'kulam giborim. Shel zevel machma sha'ochlim harbe b'gvura. Since they were so strong, they ate so much, that's why they had so much zevel. Shma minomet dekomer shema tomer cholim me'ayim heim litrach benafshi levakish lerefuos terem yichbad chol yo'olam. If you see that you have an excessive amount of zevel, you should be choshish. Maybe you have some kind of sickness, an inner sickness, and go find out. Get, do something about it. Daigo belevish yisichenu, yisichenu midaito, yisichenu lacherim. Right? Either get it out of your mind, or tell it over to somebody else. The whole idea of therapy comes from this idea of usually... psychiatrists can't do too much for you, but they can listen and charge you a tremendous amount. So now you're not worried anymore about what you came to them. You're worried about how to pay them. So that takes away your ichor, the main worries.